You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
Okay, so we've seen a lot of fake news over the past few years. We all know that fake news is sort of a pandemic of its own. But sometimes fake news is just wrong to believe any of this stuff. And one thing like that happened over the past week was the reports about Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of these social media platforms shutting down in India because they haven't complied with the new IT rules. I honestly do not know where that came from, because neither the government nor these companies nor India's laws, nowhere does it say that these companies will be banned if they do not comply with the IT rules. So I thought it would be a good idea to sort of explain what happens. A, as lawyers explain, the IT rules are not something that can even lead to a ban. At best, what happens is non-compliance with these rules removes something called safe harbor protections, which are given to these companies under Section 79 of India's IT Act. Now, what is Section 79? What are safe harbor protections? That's actually pretty simple. This is simply the part of the act which says that if you and I use Facebook to make a post that is offensive, or we do something illegal using WhatsApp, then nobody can go sue these companies, because they are just the intermediaries. That is in fact why these rules are called intermediary rules and the protection is called intermediary protection. Now, governments around the world have been trying to sort of weaken rules like this because they think social media needs to take more responsibility about the things that happen on them. To some extent, I do agree, but then what I think does not really matter here. The point is that if they do not comply with the new intermediary rules, then all it means is that they can function in India, but without these safe harbor protections. So tomorrow, if Facebook or Google or Twitter or Instagram or anybody for that matter, if they are sued for some reason, they cannot go to court and argue that we have protection under Section 79. And that's about it. Nobody ever mentioned a ban. The government did not. These companies did not. No expert did. No lawyer did. So nobody knows where this idea of a ban came from. It was pure fake news. So again, if you happen to Google this and an old link comes up, do not believe it. No Instagram is not shutting down. No Facebook is not shutting down. None of these things are shutting down. What did happen though is on May 25th, WhatsApp filed a case against Indian government in the Delhi High Court. And WhatsApp has been one of the biggest opposers of all of this. And by all of this, I mean the IT rules. Why? Because the IT rules tell these companies to create means so that they can trace the first originator of a tweet or a post or a text message on WhatsApp and so on. Now, as experts say, that might be easy to do for Facebook or Twitter because they can easily look at who was the first person who retweeted a post within India or shared something within India. For WhatsApp, it's a whole other thing because apps like WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, they use something called end-to-end encryption, which essentially ensures that users have privacy, which means that only the sender and receiver of a message can read the message. So when you send a text, it goes from your phone to a WhatsApp server and from the WhatsApp server to the receiver's phone. In general, the WhatsApp server acts as a man-in-the-middle hack in a way, and technically they could read it, but with end-to-end encryption, they can't. And this is something that governments, intelligence agencies around the world have had a problem with. They have been pushing back on this. And what WhatsApp is arguing in its case is that if it has to trace the first originator, it will break encryption and they will not be able to provide user privacy to all of their users. And that is a big thing. WhatsApp isn't absolutely wrong. What they're saying is that in order to trace the first originator of the message, they will have to fingerprint the message cryptographically. And to do that, they can't just do it when a legal request comes. They will have to do it for each and every message on WhatsApp. And in the long run, that becomes a backdoor for encryption, which means that hackers can exploit it in the long run. Cyber criminals of other kinds can also exploit it. And in general, it means that every user's every message is being traced and tracked. Now, what the government is arguing is that nothing will change for the regular normal user, because it doesn't really matter if your texts are being traced and all. As long as you've done nothing wrong, there will be no legal request for your data. And in a way, that too is a good argument. For example, think back to the SMS world when we didn't have WhatsApp and all. Every telco saves all SMSs that go on their network, and governments can legally ask for this data. So in a way, the argument is that this whole idea of end-to-end encryption came in the world of WhatsApp and Signal and all. So why exactly is this required? Because we have functioned without it for so long. Why are these new things so important? Now, WhatsApp has another argument. WhatsApp's other argument is that this is against the right to privacy ruling that the Supreme Court had passed in 2017. There are some exceptions mentioned in the right to privacy ruling, one of them being proportionality, that, you know, a step taken by the government has to be weighed against proportionality. So the means have to justify the end. And the argument here essentially is that the means do not justify the end. Again, the government says that they have been weighed against proportionality and they do justify this. The government says that the right to privacy ruling has said that there can be reasonable restrictions to these rulings, and the IT rules act as those reasonable restrictions. Now, I spoke to a lot of lawyers over the past week. I honestly have spoken to, I think, every lawyer in India about this. And what everybody agrees is that this case between WhatsApp and the Indian government will probably be the first big test of right to privacy in India outside the purview of Aadhaar. The exceptions to right to privacy will be tested. Many lawyers actually expect that during the case, a whole new test for right to privacy might be discovered or sort of invented. And in a way, it might augment Indian laws. And at this point, you're probably asking, is this the end of encryption and encrypted apps? You're not wrong in thinking that, because there has been mass pushback worldwide around these encrypted apps. WhatsApp is actually fighting a case in Brazil against this. The EU is said to be very close to coming up with laws that will end encryption. UK is also said to be doing that. Australia actually has a law which might break encryption already. And the Five Eyes, it's an intelligence agency which includes a few world governments like US, UK, Australia, New Zealand and so on. They had issued a statement in 2019 that said that encrypted apps need to create backdoors. So yes, India is not the only one that's pushing back against this. However, what most experts believe is that this will not end end-to-end encryption. Instead, what it might do is that it will come up with new ways to preserve user privacy while also allowing governments to do this kind of tracking. Essentially, the idea is that WhatsApp and all are indeed new, but that does not mean that the old ways were wrong. So essentially, you can be new, you just have to find alternatives to do things the old way. When the government says that we can make legal requests against criminals, that is correct in a way. We can't really deny police and other law enforcement agencies the right to ask for data when it's really required. Having said that, there are enough examples in countries like India and many other places where such rules have been misused. And in order to stop that, we also need encryption. So essentially, the hope is that the future will be one where governments can do what they need to while user privacy can be preserved in the general scheme of things. One of the means suggested is that you can sort of hash every message on WhatsApp. It's a little difficult to explain, but the idea is it's kind of like treating every message like a video or an image and making sure that all of them are cryptographically encrypted in such a way that they can only be traced and tracked when required, but not otherwise. Again, like I said, it is complex, it is difficult to understand, but the point is that there are things that are being worked out. What's likely is that at the end of the day, companies like WhatsApp will have to do a little more work. They will probably have to make much more investment in order to come up with these new ways. And governments will have to compromise a little bit in order to make sure that they can legally continue asking for data. All of this will happen in the next few years, not probably in the next 2-3 years. But the WhatsApp case, the best thing about this is that this is probably the first time this argument will go to court, and courts and policymakers will have to look at it much more seriously now. And I end this episode by repeating what I started with. No WhatsApp is not going to get banned. No Facebook is not going to get banned. No significant social media entity will get banned. They can choose to stop in India, but considering that WhatsApp has over 400 million users in India, I think they would need a better reason than this. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.